Let's talk lab-grown meats.
Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And before we even explain it, yay or nay?
Nee. Nee, dat
one no.
Kan nie nee.
Can I just throw a spanner in the works and go, when I know what it's made from, probably.
It's made of meat.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it the dadelijk?
So, here's the... Do you want to know how it works?
Yeah.
Lab-grown meat. You put a needle in and you get some stem cells from the meat you want to make, right? So you get a stem cell, then you inject it into some sort of nutrient thing, and then the cells start making more meat cells.
Okay.
And then apparently they can change it while they're doing this to... Then you're making meat cells, and then we swap the juice out for something else, and now all of a sudden you're making bits of fat, and then we swap it out, and now all of a sudden you're making connective tissue. And then at the end of the day, you get a thing that's like meat. And it's meat, but it's not meat, but it's meat.
Okay.
Is she in?
Akka's in.
Hey, welcome.
Yes, I would eat lab-grown meat. My vraag is net, met die technologie en met alles wat so vinnig verander, wat beteken dit nou vir... Die boere.
Die boere is natuurlik glad nie gelukkig hieroor nie. Ek was verlede jaar by die Wêreld Landbouorganisasie en dit was boere van, daar was van honderde boere en organisasies en hulle het vir ure lank hieroor gedebatteer. And it was a very heated argument and they were very angry and upset because they were saying, we cannot sell this meat because what about our farms? What about the people that work for us? And one of the other things that people don't always realize when you talk about this, right? So the whole idea is we have to save nature. As you know, your beeste in die veld het, die koolstofvoetspoor is net te groot. Maar nou het ek gesien, daar is navorsing wat wys dat as jy hierdie vleis kweek in 'n laboratorium, kan dit tot 25 keer meer koolstofdioksied in die atmosfeer vrylaat as wat ons in hierdie stadium het. En metaangas wat beeste vrylaat, gaan dis so 12 jaar in die atmosfeer, dan is dit weg. Koolstofdioksied bly baie langer. So daar's baie gesprek hierom.
Yeah, we're uncertain about the environmental impact of all of this stuff yet. The reason we bring this to your attention today is that there are now companies, where you can get it, you can try it. Madeline will tell us in a moment. Apparently there's a place in Cape Town you can go and snack and see if it's for you. But they're also using it as a pet food.
Yeah.
As a way to create. So there's companies that have come out now, and this is what brought this whole story to our attention, is like the dog food you go and buy in a tin at the supermarket. They're saying, well, now we can just lab grow that. Much easier, much cheaper, and so on. And it's interesting.
Dit is baie interessant en daar is natuurlik soos met alle kwessies is daar mense wat regtig pro is en mense wat regtig daar teen is. Maar as 'n mens hierdie inligting het nie, dan kan jy nie regtig 'n besluit neem nie. Soos ek het gesê, once I know what's in it, probably yes. Mm. But you know, if you don't know the process and you don't know what all of these things entail, dan kan jy nie net nee sê nie.
Ja, en ek het nou gaan kyk na die webtuise van 'n plek genoem New Form Foods. Soos wat ek kan aflei, is dit in Kaapstad. En daar staan op die webtuise, if you want to have a taste, let us know. En het lyk regtig eintlik lekker. Ek dink as dit daar is op die bord, dis daar se frikadelletjies en daar is 'n burger patty, dit lyk regtig soos vleis. En ek dink jy kan iemand flous daarmee, maar ek weet nog nie of ek dit sal gaan proe nie.
En weet jy wat is nogal rarig cool, is dat hierdie maatskappy of a kind of like a offshoot of this company or the original version of the company was the first in Africa to do this. So in terme van die vordering van die tegnologie is ons voor in die ry op hierdie vasteland.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is something we must go and dig into a little bit more.
Definitely.
And we'll
definitely
see if we can find, I don't know what their job description is, a lab-grown meat expert for you.
You call it food technology. You can actually go and study this.
A protein food technologist. And we'll unpack this properly on this show because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because as much as we sit here now and we're like, I don't know, is it gross? Is it weird? What does it taste like? Is it real meat, etc., etc.? Like in 60 years' time, we're going to have a little microwavy-looking box that's going to be a 3D printer for food and you are going to walk up to it and you are going to scan through an infinite menu of things and you're going to say, I want a cheeseburger. And it's going to 3D print you a cheeseburger. I mean, we've seen it in cartoons. The Jetsons were ahead of their time. Ons gaan dit kan doen. Ek is seker daarvan. And no one's even going to think it's weird for even a moment.
I love your optimism. It's 2024. We still don't have flying cars. Die N1 Suid hier buiten Pretoria of buiten die atelier op pad van Pretoria of Johannesburg toe is bumper to bumper.
One day, there'll be a flying car and you can eat your pre-printed 3D meat burger in it and you'll be sorry, Mackenzie.
Dis regtig 'n vleiende voertuig. Hulle het nou die dag verkoop aan China, die Europeërs.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, we'll find a food technologist and have this conversation properly just to try and understand a little bit more about this entire weird sounding, yet I think soon going to be quite normal